to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. Hypnotized or hypnotist? As if there's a difference. But that's what we do with language, right? I can either blame for being hypnotized, or I can understand that I am the hypnotist. Don't you love that? You can get to responsibility without the R word. It still has the same effect. Ugh. Let's start with hypnotism. How it even works. Do you know the reason that they do the little back and forth thing? It's because it mimics and triggers in our brain the same thing as REM sleep. Rapid eye movement. Because rapid eye movement sleep is literally a natural state of hypnotism. Amit Goswami taught me in quantum physics that that time when we're asleep, especially in that deep REM sleep, that is uninterrupted time with our divinity. Because there's nothing else that we're aware of. We have no idea in that deep REM sleep that we're even in a body. Literally, everything in this physical realm is removed from our awareness. It is uninterrupted time with the truth of your being. Hypnotism seeks to mimic that. Little known by many metaphysicians, the connection, the understanding of the power of thought came out of mesmerism in the circus. Phineas Parkhurst Quimby was doing mesmerism as a show, and he noticed that, holy cow, this actually changes things for people. This isn't new. New thought will help us get to what is ancient. I'm just saying. We're a new thought faith tradition. Have one already. And that requires us to stop being hypnotized. Anybody else have triggers? Social triggers, relationship triggers? One or two? Eugene's down to one or two. I'm in awe, brother. Those are the places where you're hypnotized. Think about it. When you see a show on hypnotism, when you hear this, you will do this. Oh, shoot is right. That's not the words I chose, but I get it. Right? So when we hear something come out of somebody's mouth, boom! Wow. We're instantly that. Wow. Right? Yeah. Wow. How do we get out of it? Neville Goddard has a solution. Okay. Take what you want into that uninterrupted time with the divine. Spiritual practice. There's a reason we call it practice, people. Never have I heard spiritual arrival. Never have I heard spiritual graduation. It's spiritual practice. Because we are in this beautiful realm of contradiction. We're in this beautiful realm of contradiction. And I say beautiful because when we really get underneath, there is a place where contradiction agrees. And that will hurt your brain. Right? But when we really understand the wholeness of life, we understand that contradiction can't even really exist, because contradiction requires something to be against something, in conflict with something, and in oneness and wholeness, that can't happen. That requires two-ness. Say that again. So we're arguing with thought. We're not arguing with reality. There's one reality. And we use that reality to create a myriad of experiences of reality, which may or may not be in alignment with reality. It's like the word consciousness, right? We have got to take, language is probably the thing that hypnotizes us the most. Right? And I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm amazed we communicate anything with language. Because we use the word consciousness a lot, right? I can be conscious of consciousness if I am biologically conscious, but am I always using consciousness in a conscious way? What? Only if I'm conscious of it. Right? So what if we actually embrace being impeccable with our word? And take the time to intentionally pick the words we use, not based on how they will manipulate somebody else, because we know we do that. Stop it. It's not your job. Right? But to intentionally pick words that best communicate what you have to say. And in order to do that, you have to first know what the words mean that are coming out your face. Right? And if you've had a conversation with me, you have likely experienced the, what does that mean to you? Some people, that's a conversation stopper because they don't even know. But here's the thing, and I share this story, and Deborah knows I share it. When we were first dating, the first time she said, I love you. Now, I know socially, my job was to say, oh, I love you too. That's not what I said. What I said was, I don't know what that means. Yeah, buzzkill. And why would I not do that? Why would we not do that? If somebody says to you, I love you, and you really don't know what that means, you are cheating yourself and them by refusing to be honest and authentic by saying, I don't know what that means to you. Tell me. Right? I was talking to somebody a while ago about this whole thing of relationships. Right? And we are in relationship with everything on planet Earth. I have a relationship with this lectern. But we don't always know what our relationship is. We have meaningful relationships of which we have no idea what the meaning is. Right? Anybody else? Right? That feeling that you often have, especially in romantic relationships, that comes out as, if they really knew who I was, they wouldn't like me. Anybody else? Do you know why you have that thought? Because you have never shown up. They've never met you. Or you couldn't have that thought. Because if they really met you, and they liked you, it wouldn't be a question. The only thing that makes it a question is because you know somewhere in the depths of your being that you have never shown up in that relationship, that an imposter has been playing you. And you have hypnotized that person into believing that that's actually you. And when you show up, they do certain things. When you say certain things, they do certain things. The amen corner has turned into a dang corner. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And what I assure you is that I have danced with it first. And I get the, seriously? I gotta look at this? But when it comes alive in me to speak about, yes, I have to. See, I cannot lead from places I have not been. I cannot lead unless I go there first. That's the thing about leadership. You got to get there first. Last week, in the workshop that I was doing in Asheville, I had an epiphany. We were looking at blocks to prosperity. And one of the things that somebody said was fear of the unknown. And as soon as I heard it differently. That is one of the biggest lies that we tell. Because I cannot possibly be afraid of something I don't know. I can't. What I'm afraid of is the narrative I'm writing about what has yet to be revealed, and that is a replication of the past. I am not afraid of the unknown. I'm afraid of what I know repeating itself. And I tell myself it's the unknown. My brain has no recognition of the unknown. The brain only recognizes what it can see, hear, through my sensoria. That's what the brain knows. So this idea that the brain, the amygdala, can scare me about something that's unknown, it's not even biologically possible. But we've been hypnotized by narratives, by history, by somebody else's experience, right? How many of us have never experienced living in the ghetto? Never experienced it. Never even been in a ghetto, right? And yet you're afraid of it. How? You're afraid of somebody else's experience. You're not afraid of that. We have a whole society right now that is scared to death of transgender people. Why? Why? I'm not carrying a bomb. I can't hurt you being transgender. That requires me to actually do something. But my transgenderness poses no threat. Other than to the brain that knows nothing about different. See, the brain is all locked in to what it's hypnotized to know. A binary world. Don't mess with it. Truth is, the world has never been binary. Study history. Study mythology. It never has been that thing. And so we hypnotized ourselves out of the magnificence that has always existed. And so now, every time certain words happen, the dog starts barking. Right? Because that's what happens in this human realm. We can call it conditioning. We can call it collective consciousness. We can call it hypnotism. Doesn't matter. What matters is, what are you going to do with it? And love you, mean it, and you're welcome, but you can't unhear anything I've said. right? So if you stay hypnotized, it's because you choose to. Because now you know there's an option. You're welcome. It's like I used to tell folks when I was doing drug and alcohol treatment, my job is not to get you clean or keep you clean. My job is to screw up your using. Okay. So my job is not to get you anywhere on your spiritual path. My job is to disrupt your complacency. My job is to dangle the carrot of moreness. It's yours to choose. And it really doesn't matter what you choose. Right? As Felicia's saying, there's nothing you can do to separate yourself. Nothing. You can't get better and you can't disconnect. You can hypnotize yourself to experience disconnection, but you can't make it true. You just can't. And so I invite you in this moment to just go within. Because this whole thing called spiritual journey is just about choice. It's the most powerful thing you have is choice. And so I invite you to go within and choose. What intention are you going to live into this week? Not, and when I say intention, I'm not talking about an idea of what you want. I'm not talking about on your spiritual shopping list. I'm talking about what will you choose to be this week spiritually. If you're with us online, I invite you to, if you choose, to share your intention in the chat. If you're here in the room and you want to be witnessed and have folks hold that with you, just shout out, what's your intention for the week? Intend to be love. Show up. Show up.
And one good choice at a time.
One good choice at a time. Awesome.
Practice.
Practice. To see my divinity in that of others. Unprogram my hyptimism.
Be my worth.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs, and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.